Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Remix podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to Retro Remix podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a sports romance author, primarily new adult. I've been publishing for about, 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got a question. Are you a fan of sports? Like, which one's your favorite sport? You know, so.
I am. I'm a huge sports lover. It's kind of like the first few books I wrote weren't sports romance. Mm-hmm. So I sort of found it. And then once I found it and I started writing it and like people were responding well to it, I was like, oh, well, this makes sense since it's like my two loves, reading, writing, and sports all combined in one. But it wasn't something that I set out to write. Like it never occurred to me, I guess, to write sports romance specifically.
Yeah. Any favorite sports? Do you tend to go for basketball, hockey, or are you just equal opportunity? You just love every season and have something to watch.
So really for me, it's about like being there in person. So it doesn't really matter the event. There's just like something about the atmosphere of being to a live sporting event. Mm-hmm. But college basketball is my first and most important love in my life. But when I started writing hockey romance, actually like about 6 months before that, I started watching it because I really wanted to make sure I was capturing it correctly. And I really fell in love with it. So I actually probably watch more hockey now than basketball, but my first love is college basketball.
I love this. Yeah. I have to say like college basketball, has a soft heart. So that's a soft spot in my heart. When I went to college, I went to Syracuse and my senior year, we won the NCAA tournament. So I was like, it was the first time that I watched like the team go through the whole tournament. It was like this whole big hoopla. So
actually, so fun.
After that, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to watch college basketball and watch the Final Four and all the fun stuff. Cause it was like fun time, you know, as a student.
Oh, I can't like, I love that. I didn't go to a college like that, like a big college where sports was a big thing, but I would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let's chat about Wildcat. It's a spinoff from the Campus Night series, I guess, because we were still following the hockey team, but it's a professional hockey team, right?
Right. So in book 4 of the Campus Night series, one of the players goes pro, and this is a spinoff of that team that he joined. So you'll get little snippets of him, but it's, you know, it's a great place for people to jump in as well because it's totally new. You don't need to have read the other books to jump in here. But yeah, it's professional hockey. So I've been writing college, but I'm really excited to write some pro sports now. It just opens up some more, I don't know, some creative liberties when you're writing college. It's kind of like, you know, they meet at college, they're at college, you know, it's, so this is just, it's been a fun new sort of atmosphere and a new feeling of getting to explore some other meet cutes and some other tropes and things with pro.
I love this. And so what can we expect from the series? Are we going to have like a little bit of everything, just a touch of hockey, different meet cutes, different tropes? What can we expect?
Yeah. So this is the first time that I've ever really planned out a series. Like I sat down for 2 weeks and I thought of all of the tropes that I love, the type of characters I love, and I created a series based around that. So I'm like really excited about each book, which is fun because in the past is like, you know, I would start with just the characters and then I would get to the book 3 or book 4. And then I was like, well, it has to be a friends to lovers because I've been, you know, I've been teasing these people for 6 months or a year or whatever. But now having it all set up, I know exactly what each trope and what each, you know, which each pairing is going to be along the way. So yes, it is a little bit of everything. The first book is a coach's daughter romance, which I have not written. So I'm really excited about that, but there is a little bit of everything, and it's five books is what I've planned for now.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love this. So we got five books. That's great. Let's talk about what has sparked joy over the past couple of years. Cause I know it's been crazy. We've been at home. We've lived some traumatic times, but it might be something that just sparked joy, whether it's books, whether it's writing, or whatever it is that you have found.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so in addition to everything that was going on, that was when I became a full-time author. So I quit my day job and started doing this full-time. And, you know, as an author, you're just sort of, you're even more so sitting by yourself, writing, you know, by yourself. So, I joined some different, author groups, whether it be, you know, Zoom or Slack or Facebook chats. And that has brought me so much joy, just like chatting with other people. It feels like I have coworkers in a time where, you know, I really don't, but people going through the same things as me. I didn't realize how much I liked like having coworkers and people to chat with throughout the day until I was stuck at home with no one to talk to. And like, it's not really a pandemic thing. It's just, this is my life now.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's so weird. I work remote now. So it's the same thing. It's like, it's weird. Like I'm being by myself. I don't have coworkers, you know, I have to seek out those experiences. And it's just like, it's a whole new world, you know?
Right. And I'm pretty introverted. I don't need a ton of it. Mm-hmm. So I thought like, it didn't seem like a big deal to me because I worked remotely before in my other job, but I still would get on calls and I would have Zoom calls and things where I saw people and I had just that little dose of interaction, which is really all I need. I just need a little bit of human interaction.
Yeah. I love this. So she has some book recommendations. Which books do we recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh man, I've read some good ones lately. I spent last year not reading as much. And then this year I was like, no, I've got to read more. So I just picked up The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I know I'm late to the party. Everybody was screaming about that earlier this year, but I finally started it and I am loving it. She has such a great writing style that I'm really looking forward to reading her other books as well. The other series that I am loving right now is, I'm listening to it on audiobook, but it's also available on Kindle and paperback, is Jenna Aston's Christmas collection, Reindeer Falls collection. Yeah. I'm doing it on audiobook with Aaron Mallon as the narrator. And it is it's just so good and fun and lovely. And just, yeah, if you need a holiday book recommendation right now, those are perfect.
Yes, I love these recommendations. And she came out with three new books this year. So yes. So there's like six in total. So
right. So it's like it's enough books to get you through, holiday romance fix.
Holiday romance fix in a Christmas town, because Reindeer Falls seems like the perfect Christmas town to spend Christmas time. So
it does. And the one I'm listening to right now, she's like a holiday cop. And it's
I read that one.
Yeah, it's just I don't know how she comes up with these things. It's so clever. And yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah. The holiday cop was like a nice touch. She'd be like, you're going to find for non-decorating cows up to standard.
You know? Right.
There's a game plan to how to decorate. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? So that's awesome. Tell us where you can find you online.
So I would say Instagram is the best place to find me to like interact with me. I also have a Facebook reader group. I pop in there. I have a website. I peruse TikTok. I don't make very many TikToks, but Instagram is probably the best place to find me.
Awesome. Thank you, Rebecca, for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the KISS Club.
To sign up for LibroFM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibroFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.